שלום, אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות בנושא העבודה באמונה למעלה מהדעת. ניתן לשאול...
We are reading selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of faith above reason. You can send questions to Kab.tv or Sviva Tova. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
In the work above reason, we are advancing daily. There's no day where we don't advance. That's how the engine works. We are feeling it more or less, and we don't feel it at all. We don't think. So that's true. That's part of it. It has to happen as well. But we are always advancing. And so with regards to this work, as it is said, your days shall be new. Meaning every day we should have a new outlook, new observation, like children who wake up to see the world, to know the world. This is how we need to try to see the spiritual reality that is completely above reason, through the force of Bina. And so we open up the material. We don't demand anything besides to gradually dive into it, let it influence us, and start feeling it as it influences us, gradually, gradually and patiently. So let's continue with these very special, very important excerpts. There is no more powerful collection of excerpts in the wisdom of Kabbalah than this. I'm talking about excerpts. Articles, yes, there's the Shamari articles, and there's a few specific articles from the Kabbalists throughout the generations. But here is the main thing Baal HaSulam did, bringing the matter of Lishma closer to the broad public.
So we are reading from the excerpts on Faith Above Reason, excerpt number 68, Shamati 108. If you leave me one day, I will leave you two. Right at the entrance, and entrance is a constant thing because every time he has a descent, he must begin anew. This is why it is called an entrance. Naturally, there are many exits and many entrances. He tells his body, "Know that I want to begin to serve the Creator, and my intention is only to bestow and not to receive any reward. You should not hope that you will receive anything for your efforts, but all it is all in order to bestow. And if the body asks, what is your benefit from this work, meaning who receives this work that I want to exert and toil? Or he asks more simply, for whose sake am I working so hard? The reply should be, I have faith in the sages, and they said that I should believe in abstract faith, above reason, that the Creator has so commanded us to take upon ourselves faith, that He commanded us to keep Torah and Mitzvot. And we should also believe that the Creator derives pleasure when we keep the Torah and Mitzvot with faith above reason. Also, one should be glad at the Creator's pleasure from His work. Thus, there are four things here. One, believing in the sages that what they said is true. Two, believing that the Creator commanded to engage in Torah and Mitzvot only through faith above reason. Three, there is joy when the creatures keep the Torah and Mitzvot on the basis of faith. 4. One should receive the light, pleasure, and gladness from having been rewarded with pleasing the king. And the measure of the greatness and the importance of man's work is measured by the measure of joy that one derives during his work. And this depends on the measure of faith that one believes in the above.
Yeah, again, perhaps.
Well, let's read it again. Shamati Article 108.
In the meantime, prepare questions. These excerpts are very important. I also recommend, as you are in the tens and discuss between you during the day, perhaps once or twice a day when you meet. Some I heard meet three times a day, and even for 15 minutes or some more. So it's good to take an excerpt and discuss that. That for sure will be the best kind of reiteration that you can do.
Again, Shamati 108, if you leave me one day, I will leave you two. Right at the entrance, and the entrance is a constant thing, because every time he has a descent, he must begin anew. This is why it is called an entrance. Naturally, there are many exits and many entrances. He tells his body, know that I want to begin to serve the Creator, and my intention is only to bestow, and not to receive any reward. You should not hope that you will receive anything for your efforts, but it is all in order to bestow. And if the body asks, what is your benefit from this work? Meaning, who receives this work that I want to exert and toil? Or he asks more simply, for whose sake am I working so hard? The reply should be, I have faith in the sages, and they said that I should believe in abstract faith, above reason, that the Creator has so commanded us to take upon ourselves faith, that He commanded us to keep Torah and Mitzvot. And we should also believe that the Creator derives pleasure when we keep the Torah and Mitzvot, with faith above reason. Also, one should be glad at the Creator's pleasure from this work. Thus, there are four things here. One, believing in the sages that what they said is true. Two, believing that the Creator commanded us to engage in Torah and Mitzvot only through faith above reason. Three, there is joy when the creatures keep the Torah and Mitzvot on the basis of faith. Four, one should receive the light, pleasure, and gladness from having been rewarded with pleasing the King. The measure of the greatness and the importance of man's work is measured by the measure of joy that one derives during his work. This depends on the measure of faith that one believes in the above.
Latin 4.
Please, Latin 4.
Please, Latin 4.
Thank you, Rob. Good day. In the last meeting of our 10, we had a question. Why should we keep Torah and Mitzvot above reason?
Good question. Why do we need to carry out Torah and Mitzvot above reason? We are in a perception of reality within reason, within our will to receive. And we feel our world, our life, all reality around us, all of our actions, the actions of those around us, still vegetative, animate human beings. We each perceive all of that within our reason. A person lives and feels within his reason. However, in order to feel the Creator who exists outside of us, this force, orchestrating everything, many actions that we don't even understand or feel, we cannot identify the actions of the Creator or Him. So we have to rise to a different level of perception of reality. And that reality is called the level of Bina, or faith. And not the level of reason. We exist on the level of reason. This means that everything we feel is by what we receive, what we take into ourselves. And from that, we feel everything we feel, and that gives us our liveliness. But in order to feel the Creator, we can only feel Him not within our vessels, through which we feel also what's coming from Him, but in order to actually feel Him, His actions, His thoughts, all of that is considered the secrets of Torah, meaning things that are hidden to us. We have to be in His quality, otherwise we're not going to understand it. Let's say in our world, I look at a baby, and the baby looks at me. I understand what it wants and what it does, and the urges that operate him, but the baby looking at me just, you know, opens his eyes, his mouth, and not following, but not understanding anything. To the baby, all my actions are not understandable. The baby doesn't feel, doesn't know why I'm doing what I'm doing. But at least the baby sees me. In our world, there is a higher force around us, but that upper force is unidentified. We can only see it on the condition that we will have the same quality as it. Then we will begin to identify. That's called the law of equivalence of form, that the more I am in the quality of bestowal, the more I feel the Creator. But I was born deliberately in the quality of reception, meaning I need to acquire the quality of bestowal to the extent that I will become able to feel the Creator and understand the Creator and draw closer to the Creator and even cling to the Creator, be bonded with the Creator. But in order to do that, in order to do this, I approach the Torah. The Torah means the light that reforms. That from the Creator, I cannot discover Him, but I can discover a unique force called the force of bestowal. And then I connect to the Creator, and towards the Creator I make all kinds of actions in order to receive from the Creator, from that source of bestowal, some sort of force that will influence me. So the force of bestowal of the Creator will influence me, and I will absorb some of it as well. And when I have some force of bestowal, then I'll be able to feel, identify the actions of the Creator, which are all bestowal. The Creator is complete bestowal. So if I have the force, the quality of bestowal, I can identify, oh, that's what the Creator is doing, this and this and that. And that's our work, meaning as much as possible to try to receive the force of bestowal, and not in order to just be better off, but in order to identify and be closer to the actions of the Creator. And this work is considered the work in faith above reason, because the reason is our nature, and we want to work with the Creator above our nature. All right.
USA Northwest.
USA Northeast.
Yes, hello, Rav. It says here that we should have abstract faith in the sages. What is abstract faith in the sages?
Abstract faith, meaning that it's not connected to our vessels of reception. That will do for now. That it's not connected to our vessels of reception. Italy 4.
Good morning, Rav. Keeping Torah and mitzvot within reason. Is he living this world as it is?
Within nature is according to our ego, within reason. We want to rise above it. That's called above our ego or above reason, where I don't see any benefit, just to make sure there is benefit to the others. The others meaning the group, or humanity, or the Creator. All right, Haifa 3.
If we're speaking about a force that lacks emotion, the law of development, what does it mean, contentment?
The law of development is a law. But the law of development was determined by the Creator. And the law is to benefit the created beings. And when we fulfill that desire, we bring Him pleasure.
What do you mean, fulfill Him? We allow Him to work on us? Is this the meaning of?
Yes. Hebrew 10.
Thank you. Good morning. I understand the matter of the work and what we have to do, but something is confusing. What does it mean that a person has to believe in this faith?
To have this faith, meaning to the meaning that I don't know, I don't feel, I don't have it in my vessels, not in my mind, not in my heart, but I do hear it from the sages. And the sages are telling me that I have to do this. And that's it. PT 31.
He describes two questions in the beginning of the article. What benefit will get out of this work? And who is the one receiving this work that I am putting in strength and labor? Who am I working for? The question is, are these two questions a sign for an opportunity for work above reason?
Yeah, of course, all these things. Look, Baal HaSulam writes this in an article. He could have elaborated on this in many more questions and answers and diagrams. We need to understand that he communicates a certain message to us, and every one of us should absorb it and then make all kinds of depictions based on that, and start filling these depictions with different impressions, and through that, ultimately establish that the spiritual system.
To summarize these questions with one question, that when you have resistance before an action, it could be a sign for an opportunity for work above reason?
Right. That's correct. Asia.
Rav, all our work is in the 10, and we always go from love of friend to love of the Creator. How is the faith above reason, how the group helps to build the faith above reason for each member of the 10?
The group needs to really sit on each and every friend and make sure that the friend accepts with all seriousness the burden that is up to him, what he has to do towards the 10, and each and every friend has to feel that and not run away from it, but really feel every day that he has a new task. And with this task, he needs to find a tighter connection from yesterday to today. PT7.
Good morning, Rav. The question is, how to be in joy?
How to be in joy. The joy depends on importance. If you are with the friends and they raise the importance of the state you're in, or even your smallest action, the more important it is, you gain that importance and then you have joy. BBUK.
Доброе утро. Вот непонятно в течение дня, когда раскрываются мысли, желания, я над ними строю.
I understand that during the day you have thoughts, desires, on which I build the importance of the 10. Now during the lesson, how do we go about reason?
Now during the lesson, we learn how we perceive, how we receive these quotes that we have for the lesson, and we want to calibrate ourselves accordingly each time. Toronto 1.
Здравствуйте, Раф. У меня такой вопрос. Где, когда и в чем? Может, я еще не раскрыл,
как... Where and in what and how? Maybe I didn't discover it yet. But I am exploiting my friend egoistically.
I use my friend, first of all, in the sense that I want to awaken him to spiritual work. I use him to submit myself to him. I use him to raise him above myself. I use all the friends in the group in wanting to see them all as one integral friend, and so on. Read what Rabash writes about the group.
Yeah, but egoistically, where do I... Egoistically, let's say I come to the group, I want the friend to advance. How can I say that I'm building my own spirituality when I egoistically exploit my friend? Our work is more in bestowal, but what does it mean to egoistically exploit the friend?
Maybe listen to what I'm telling you. I just told you a few minutes ago. You can't just take up everyone's time. Read what Rabash says about the ten, and then you'll understand what to do. I have nothing more to offer you. And see how much you're using this or not. How you're using them egoistically or altruistically. And you need to repeat these things, literally go over it day, every day, and then you'll see how much you see things differently each day, and it contributes to your progress. I have got no more to add. Haifa 3.
Lo shomim.
We don't hear.
Good morning. About reason, it's such a huge concept that it's hard for me to digest it, this quality of above reason. I come with a quality called I, or do I need to enter this concept, this quality, without the self? I do not exist there.
Good question. Try in both ways, and then see what that quality requires of you. To rise above your reason, to remain within your reason, to be below your reason. Look what it says. To increase your reason or decrease it. Try to see on your own. Try to work with it. PT 23.
What is the importance of the dialogue with the will to receive? As it's written in the article, in every descent, he begins to receive questions from him and to answer to him each time.
We don't have anything to work with besides our will to receive. There's nothing else. Also, the will to receive is built from the will to receive. All our actions are with the will to receive. And with respect to that, we build our spirituality and even make measurements and give names and terms to the spiritual phenomena. So we don't let go of the will to receive. We just learn how to work with it correctly. And even if we're already in bestowal, our bestowal also grows out of the will to receive. That's why it is said, one who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than himself.
What attitude should I develop towards it? Yesterday I heard that Creator should be like a mother and father.
Help made against thee. It's help, but it's made against you. But as it's made against you, it becomes assistance. Kiev 1.
Yeah, he writes here about those four conditions. And the fourth condition, that one should receive delight, pleasure, and gladness from having been rewarded with pleasing the king, and the measure of the greatness and the importance of men's work is measured by the previous measures.
When we engage in the will to receive, and even if we don't feel anything about it, but we started engaging in entering spirituality, literally. So we still don't know how to open the door to spirituality. We still don't know how to see what's going on there in spirituality, but we are engaged in that. It's like little children who want to do something, but they can't. However, we try and we want, and these are already correct actions, and we will learn until the point where we can actually push the door and it will open up and we'll enter the upper world. And so we have to appreciate the importance of our work.
In our work, in the 10, somewhere there in the middle, deep inside, there's a joy.
In the center of the 10, you have the entire spiritual world, including the world of Ensof, including the world, the final correction. It's all there. It's like an abyss that we jump into. Mak.
Да, Раф, есть вопросы. Вот выход из знания, он сопровождается общей молитвой.
Coming out of one's reason, is that accompanied by a common prayer? And how, when I am in this common prayer, when I feel my personal ego, how can I come out of that state? To come to the group.
You need to talk to the group, that it will help you to pull you into the center of the group. But there is room there. There is room there. That's actually good. Be'er Sheva.
שאלה היא כזאת, ממה אנחנו צריכים להיזהר בדרך לרכישת כוח האמונה? מה הסכנות שצפויות לנו בדרך שכדאי שנכיר אותם כבר מעכשיו?
אתה לא יכול להכיר כאן ועכשיו.
What are the dangers?
You can't recognize the dangers that you haven't met yet. It's like you will be told 1,000 warnings before you go into the car and start driving. But what does it help that you're told? You forget. But when you run into a situation, then you are reminded, maybe do a small accident, and then you learn. So talking about all those thousands of details in advance, you're not even going to understand what it is. The books of Kabbalah are full of that. But what we need is only how, through connection, we always amplify our progress. Focus group.
Question of a student from the internet. Let's say now in the lesson I feel very tired, I want to turn off the camera and go to bed. Together with that, I feel an inner struggle, inner war to stay and listen and set an example for the friends. Is this effort called faith above reason to some extent?
Let's say so. Let's say, in the meantime.
Another question. How can you rise above reason when the Creator tosses out from all the degrees, when in that state there's no sense, no reason, no intellect to move the mouth, to ask for strength?
You can even somewhat in this state thank the Creator for throwing you out of the previous state. The fact that He throws you out of the previous state is already the beginning of a new degree. You understand? This is very important. It's the beginning of a new degree. Yes, Michael.
Ravi writes that the measure of greatness and importance and gladness depends on the measure of faith. How can you increase the measure of faith on top of the constant resistance of the body?
But without the resistance of the body, you're not going to increase the faith.
Question is, yes, there is a state of resistance, and it says it depends on the measure of faith.
Yes.
So on what depends the measure of faith a person can have?
How much he overcomes the resistance of the body.
But what are these degrees that... Because here he gives an advice that if the body asks questions, it doesn't even answer the questions. But he says there's belief in the sages, there's these four things that he offers.
Because within reason, there's no question about faith. You understand? It's unanswerable. We need to rise from the level of reason to a second higher level of faith above reason. And can't argue. There are different kinds of forces working on those levels. And it's just completely different force fields. On the first level, the forces of reason, beastly corporeal reason, on the levels of still vegetative and animate, but when we want to rise from the animate level, as it is said, they all seemed as beasts, from that to the speaking level, then we have to start working with new forces. New system called faith of reason, forces of bestowal, not reception.
I understand that he writes that the first thing you have to do is believe in the sages. That's the first degree of faith. Now, how do you add to that the Creator also commanded us to engage in Torah mitzvot as a development of the matter?
But it's the same thing because everything comes to us through the faith in the sages.
So, belief in the sages is the foundation on which you build the rest.
Of course, the fact the teacher tells you what to do and you follow it, that's how your progress begins.
And the other degrees are scrutiny?
You grow out of that. Only out of that.
Except number 69. From the writings of Rabash, volume 2, article number 23, what does it mean that Moses was perplexed about the birth of the moon in the work? It is written, indeed, you are a God who hides. This means that the Creator is concealed from us and we were given the commandment of faith to believe in the Creator, that He leads the world with the guidance of good and doing good. Although when a person begins to look at creation, it is full of flaws, meaning that the good who does good is not revealed in the world. One must believe above reason that his guidance is in a manner of good and doing good. Although he does not see this, he should say, they have eyes and see not. Therefore, when a person begins to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven, he immediately gets foreign thoughts that remove a person from the work of the Creator. And the more a person overcomes the thoughts, these thoughts of separation poke his mind and heart. And he thinks, although now I cannot overcome the foreign thoughts, I am waiting for an opportunity when I have more importance for Torah and Mitzvot, and then I will have the strength to overcome. And in the meantime, he leaves the campaign. And concerning faith, Baal Sulam said that to men, it is of little importance, since man wants to understand and to know everything. Therefore, when a person takes upon himself faith, which is against reason, meaning that the reason does not attain this, the body does not want to take upon itself such work, especially since this is not just any work. As our sages said, even if I'm sorry, especially since this is not just any work, but on the basis of above the intellect, he must work with all his heart and with all his soul, as our sages said, even if he takes your soul. Again, Article 23, Rabash, Volume 2, what does it mean that Moses was perplexed about the birth of the moon in the work? It is written, indeed, you are a God who hides. This means that the Creator is concealed from us, and we were given the commandment of faith to believe in the Creator, that He leads the world with the guidance of good and doing good. Although when a person begins to look at creation, it is full of flaws, meaning that the good who does good is not revealed in the world, one must believe above reason that his guidance is in a manner of good and doing good. Although he does not see this, he should say, they have eyes and see not. Therefore, when a person begins to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven, he immediately gets foreign thoughts that remove a person from the work of the Creator. And the more a person overcomes the thoughts, these thoughts of separation poke his mind and heart, and he thinks, although now I cannot overcome the foreign thoughts, I am waiting for an opportunity when I have more importance for Torah and Mitzvot, and then I will have the strength to overcome. And in the meantime, he leaves the campaign. And concerning faith, Baal Sulam said that to men it is of little importance, since man wants to understand and to know everything. Therefore, when a person takes upon himself faith, which is against reason, meaning that the reason does not attain this, the body does not want to take upon itself such work, especially since it is not just any work, but on the basis of above the intellect. He must work with all his heart and with all his soul. As our sages said, even if he takes your soul.
Yes, I
very much recommend you to connect during the day to twice or three times a day with the tens and read these excerpts and inspect them together and chew on them. Every one of them sees a different, every one of you sees a different thing in the quote, and thereby with this quote that's written from a higher degree above reason, you can already connect with it and belong to that level. Hebrew 10.
Thank you. In above reason, are there any degrees? Because it feels like you have to believe in there's not besides him who governs the world in faith above reason, and then the good who does good, or I should also have faith above reason there. He constantly talks about states you have to attain, and those states you attain above reason. The question is, are those certain degrees?
It's a higher degree than ours, yes, the degree of faith.
And are there additional degrees inside of it?
Yes. In the second degree, where the principle of faith above reason applies, all of the 613 mitzvot, degrees, actions of bestowal, follow that. PT 2.
Rav, it says that although right now a person cannot overcome foreign thoughts, I am waiting for the opportunity when I'll have more importance in Torah Mitzvot, and then I will have the strength to overcome. What does it mean to wait for an opportunity?
To have more importance.
Does it mean to wait?
Not to wait. Wait meaning that there will come a time and it won't come by itself, but rather the state will become better, but as a result of your labor. Otherwise not. PT 6.
What to do against the resistance of the body to go above reason?
To do? Don't do a thing. It's the role of the body to resist. Otherwise, how can something come out of it? Only through opposite forces we build a system. All of the results come from two opposite forces. Whatever system you look at, electronically, mechanically, chemically, it has to consist of at least two opposite forces, whether it's a subatomic system to the biggest vast systems of reality.
So how do you hold on above the resistance?
I appreciate the resistance that works correctly, and the Creator awakens it through different means in this world, and I have to respect and appreciate these actions that are resisting me in different ways, so that I again examine myself and work in a better, more scrutinized way. But how do you rise above reason and don't remain under these cuffs of resistance?
Because I appreciate them as coming from the Creator. And specifically, when I accept them correctly and I go above them, then I raise it to the second floor.
This is the question. How do you go above the resistance?
I don't cut them off and throw them out. I leave them on the first floor and I rise above them with the force of faith. I imagine to myself that only the Creator is working in the world, and the only thing in the world is Holy Divinity, and I need to join it and be together with it in one system. That's it. And I'm not letting go of this world. I simply leave it it too exists. Ita too.
Ita too.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Buongiorno.
In the 10,
Basilia,
what is the best way to get to the perception that the sensations we feel in the body are not our sensations? But those that come to us from the outside, from the superior force called the Creator.
I want to feel reality not through my body. I want to feel reality the way it is, by itself. What does it mean by itself? Not in my will to receive, which will always confuse me from time to time. Rather, I wish to feel reality objectively. What is it? Objectively means with the force of bestowal, as if the ego does not exist. Everything is seemingly in rejection from the ego. That's how I check reality. That's how I connect to the friends. And that's how I aim myself at the Creator. Meaning, I have a way of seeing reality inside my ego, inside my will to receive, like I see it now, and this is called this world, within reason. And there's a way to see all of reality through a different force, the force of faith, the force of Binah, above reason. So I have to paint such a reality for me and try to be in it, and then I discover that indeed this is the true reality, big and wide, and it exists and has various discernments, and they're not less than what I have within reason. On the contrary, much richer, this reality, it's deeper, wider. And in this way, I begin to develop it.
Mac.
Вот такой вопрос. Оставил поле боя. Это действие...
If I abandoned the campaign, if this is the war of self-annulment, and how does
if a person leaves his battlefield and just goes, then he disconnects from the 10, from comparing everything to the Creator, to the path. Florida.
Yes, Rav. In the end of the excerpt, it says, he must work with all his heart and with all his soul. As our sages said, even if he takes your soul. Why did the sages say this? Even if he takes your soul. What is this?
That even when you have nothing, and you'll have nothing, and you're going to lose yourself completely, you prefer to stop existing, to die, to disappear completely in the good side, on the side of truth, the side of the Creator. Moscow 3.
Доброе утро, учитель. Вы сегодня опять рекомендовали читать отрывки с утреннего урока. И мы десяткой всегда так и делали.
You once again recommended to read excerpts today, and we did it a lot in the 10. We recently decided to read the full articles of Rabash, and now you're recommending to read these excerpts. What's the right way to relate to this? Are the lesson excerpts the required minimum, and what we want to read is beyond that? Is it like an addition?
Yeah. Do it like that. But at least read during the day 3-4 such excerpts from this lesson, Faith Above Reason. This is mandatory for each 10. Tel Aviv 1.
Rav, a person who is above reason, in what way does he work with the will to receive?
In faith, above reason.
Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Rav, buenos días. Rav, ¿por qué cuando asumimos el estado de la carga del reino de los cielos, nos llegan pensamientos extraños y nos sacan de la conexión?
Why, when we take upon ourselves the burden of the kingdom of heaven, we have foreign thoughts that take us out of the connection?
These foreign thoughts are exactly what aims us toward the goal, straight towards the goal. We can connect to the goal, reach the goal specifically and only through the disturbances. Only. If the Creator would have attracted us through good things, he would have just grown our egoistic desire. And the fact that he's constantly giving us disturbances, by that he's building us spiritually.
Hadera 1.
חדרה אחד.
Is the foundation of working above reason resides within reason?
No. It resides above reason. I understand what you're saying, but nevertheless, we want to disconnect from the reason and be above reason, which is opposite. Such form of oppositeness that we can't even grasp. Michael.
Yeah, we're moving to excerpt number 70. This is from Rabash, from the article, The Reason for the Faith. The reason for the faith is that there is no greater pleasure than to be rewarded with the revelation of godliness and the instilling of the divinity. In order for one to receive all of this for the purpose of bestowal, there is a correction of concealment, where he engages in Torah mitzvot even though he feels no pleasure. This is called not in order to receive reward. When he has this kli, his eyes soon open to welcome the face of the Creator. When a desire awakens within him that it is worthwhile to serve the Creator for the pleasure, he soon falls into concealment. This is regarded as death, meaning that previously he was adhered to life, and he was rewarded with it only through the power of faith. Therefore, now that he is corrected and begins to work in faith once more, he receives back his breath of life. At that time, he says, I thank you for returning my soul with compassion. This is precisely when he assumes once more the work in the manner of faith above reason. When he had concealment, he says, great is your faith. The faith is so great that through it, he receives the soul once more.
נקרא שוב, קטע מספר 70, מתוך מאמר של רבש, סיבת האמונה.
We'll read again excerpt number 70. This is from Rabash's article, The Reason for the Faith. The reason for the faith is that there is no greater pleasure than to be rewarded with the revelation of godliness and the instilling of the Shekhinah, divinity. In order for one to receive all this for the purpose of bestowal, there's a correction of concealment where he engages in Torah and mitzvot, even though he feels no pleasure. This is called not in order to receive reward. When he has this kli, his eyes soon open to welcome the face of the Creator. When a desire awakens within him that it is worthwhile to serve the Creator for the pleasure, he soon falls into concealment. This is regarded as death, meaning that previously he was adhered to life, and he was rewarded with it only through the power of faith. Therefore, now that he is corrected and begins to work in faith once more, he receives back his breath of life. At that time, he says, I thank you for returning my soul with compassion. This is precisely when he assumes once more the work in the manner of faith above reason. When he had the concealment, he says, great is your faith. The faith is so great that through it he receives the soul once more.
You see here how much the entering and exiting build a new vessel in the person. It gets renewed each time. It comes out, it falls from faith, it returns to faith. Then he has those entries and exits. And through that, he grows his spiritual vessel, his vessel of bestowal or of faith.
Latin 7.
Hola, sí. ¿Cómo hago para no caer en ese estado de trabajar por placer al Creador? Porque me sorprendo en el día muchas veces haciendo eso, trabajando por placer para el Creador.
How can I not fall in the work that gives me pleasure for working for the Creator? I see that I fall into it during the day.
It's only through the ten. With the help of the ten. If you want to avoid falling or falling, get up, meaning advance in this way, like a wheel, where half of it is moving forward and half is moving backwards. If you want to be in this advanced process, although it's taken into consideration both the ascent, the descent, and the ascent, moving backwards, forward, then consequently you have to be with the others. Like in all the actions of all the systems, you have a portion of the system that works, like a piston that, you know, one is rising, one is descending, and then vice versa, and you constantly work in this way. You have the exchange of roles. If you're not working with a friend and there's no connection between you, such that by which you can be together, then you have no chance of advancing. Understand, one person cannot be in two states together, both in the ascent and the descent. And if he is with the ten, and each one is working, then when they work together in this way, understand what an enormous system you have. There's an engine, and inside it there are 10 pistons. And each one is working, and it's work according to the work of the others. You have the ability to reach the goal without limitation. That's how it works. It's clear? Kazakhstan.
Рафа, как я могу проверить себя, правильно ли продвигаюсь, верующие знания, стал ли я больше, например, любить товарищей?
How can I measure myself that I'm actually advancing correctly in faith above reason?
The important thing is that you discover that without them you cannot advance. Where if you are in contact with anyone else but the society, you're wilting. You simply die, you dry out if you're alone. And only on the condition that you are together with the friends, then you advance in the common work with them. And with each passing day, you feel more and more to what extent you need them. And you maybe you still can't see today how you can connect to them. I need to work with them together. What are they doing? What am I doing? What each one of us is doing? But these searches, these questions awaken the Kli, scrutinize the Kli, and that's how you advance. So it's worthwhile to talk about it. You should talk about it in the ten. How do we work together like pistons in an engine, these cylinders? Let's say you have in the engine you have an axle or axis right around which 10 pistons are sitting, and they all spin the wheels, because that's how it is. If you don't feel this work, I don't know how you can advance.
PT 29.
It seems that according to the excerpt, that a person worked without pleasure, then received pleasure, then fell into concealment. The question, what's the difference in the concealment
the
here?
The difference is not in the concealment, but how he appreciates the concealment and how is he coming out of it.
Haifa 3.
Haifa 3.
Good morning, Rav. You're talking about the engine and the pistons that are supposed to work in sync in the 10. There's this friction. This work is an eternal work. How do you work with the friction on the one hand, and on the other hand, we need to avoid the friction so that the work will be eternal and continuous?
We need to try and find the synchronicity between us. We need to be synchronized between us, so each one would know his role according to everyone else's roles. Otherwise, we will never be able to connect into this engine, or, in other words, to this 10 sefirot of one partsuf.
PT 24.
Hello, Rav. He writes to us here that one should engage in Torah and Mitzvot, even though he feels no pleasure. Would you say this is our current state in spirituality?
The fact that we can connect between us even without any pleasure, that is perfect. The Creator is giving us an opportunity to be in this common work without any pleasure. He is making it easy for us to enter the spiritual work. You understand? Imagine you want to bring a kid to do some serious work and you do it using a lollipop, and he's dying to have a lollipop. So little by little you take away the flavor of the lollipop, and he gradually enters into this work without any such reward. That's what the Creator does. So we need to value and respect these states where we stop feeling any taste in the work. It means that we are advancing here towards without receiving any reward. Africa.
Is, how can we prevent faith above reason from being a mantra stopping us from exerting the efforts we require during the states of concealment?
No, it cannot be a mantra or anything like that. Only the work between us. Only the work between us, where we want to be connected between us to such an extent that the Creator will bind us and reveal between us. That's it.
No, zeo. Eifo anachnu, Michael?
Where are you?
We are in excerpt 71. This is from Rabash.
So let's go to other forms. What else do we have according to the plan?
Introduction to Tess, introduction to Panim Meirot Umasbirot.
Let's start with Panim Meirot Umasbirot.
So we'll move on to Panim Meirot Umasbirot. We'll sing a song before.
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you. I'm falling into myself, but I want to draw to you. It's when we above our frozen hearts, I'm sure the light will come and make things right. We are the parts of the one man body, we are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break the We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light. No matter what we're called in our winding path. Always watch your back. So let's just stand together. I'll hold you in my arms, and suddenly the light will come and heal the harm. We are the part of the one-man army. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls around us and let the hope fulfill our lives. We are the part of the one-man army. We use the guns, we will defeat. We're gonna break these shells around us and let the light come out of here. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Fire, fire with the one desire. 'Cause in the end there's nothing else besides light.
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in
hey, love. Love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light.
Don't believe in
light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light.
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you.